fit in and make friends. Several surefire phrases to help your social life. In the previous lesson, we learned about informal and formal speech.
Right. For example, in a formal situation, you say, Ashley wa gakusei ja arimasen.
Ashley is not a student.
But in an informal situation, we say, Ashley wa gakusei ja nai.
Ashley is not a student. It's the exact same sentence, but the level of formality is different. In this lesson, you'll learn the usage of adjectives, and you'll also learn how to say that you like something.
You can also review informal and formal speech in this lesson.
This lesson's conversation takes place at
Ashley-san no kangeikai, a welcome party for Ashley.
This lesson's conversation is a continuation from the previous lesson. In the previous lesson, Ashley and Daisuke Honda were talking about drinks, and Ashley asked Daisuke,
Osusume wa?
What do you recommend? The conversation is between?
The first part is between Ashley and Daisuke Honda.
And in the second part, a new character named
Suzuki Subaru.
Subaru Suzuki. Join their conversation. The level of formality of this conversation is?
Mixed. So you'll hear formal and informal Japanese.
Before we listen to the conversation, we recommend that you reference conjugation lesson number 3 about adjectives.
難しい質問ですね。甘いお酒が好きですか？甘いカクテルは好きじゃないです。じゃあ日本酒は？任せます。はい、どうぞ。うわー、綺麗なカップ。ああ、それはおチョコ。おチョコ？変な名前。
ねえねえ、アシュリーちゃんは花火が好き?
花火は何ですか?
ヒュードドンパ。英語でファイアワークだね。そうそう、ファイアワーク、ファイアワーク。ああ、好きです。大好きです。本当? 明日の夜暇?
One time slowly.
難しい質問ですね。何が好きですか? 甘いお酒が好きですか?
甘いカクテルは好きじゃないです。じゃあ、日本酒は? 任せます。はい。
どうぞ。うわー、綺麗なカップ。ああ、それはおチョコ。おチョコ。変な名前。ねえねえ、アシュリーちゃんは花火が好き?花火は何ですか?
ヒュードドンパ。英語でファイヤーワークだね。そうそう、ファイヤーワーク、ファイヤーワーク。ああ、好きです。大好きです。本当?明日の夜暇?
Now with the English translation.
難しい質問ですね。
Well, that's a tough question.
何が好きですか?
What do you like?
甘いお酒が好きですか?
Do you like sweet alcohol?
甘いカクテルは好きじゃないです。
No, I don't like sweet alcohol.
じゃあ、日本酒は?
Okay, how about Japanese sake?
任せます。I'll
leave it up to you.
はい、どうぞ。
Here you go.
うわー、綺麗なカップ。Wow,
what a pretty cup.
ああ、それはおチョコ。Oh,
that's an ochoko.
おチョコ? 変な名前。おチョコ?
That's a weird name.
ねえねえ、 Ashley ちゃんは花火が好き?
Hey Ashley, do you like 花火?
花火は何ですか?
What's 花火?
ヒュー、ドドン、パ。
ヒュー、バン。
英語でファイアワークだね。
Fireworks in English.
そうそう。ファイアワーク、ファイアワーク。
Yeah, yeah, fireworks, fireworks.
ああ、好きです。大好きです。
Yes, I like them. I really like them.
本当?明日の夜、暇?
Really? Are you free tomorrow night?
Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
Do you like sake?
Well, what do you mean? Do you mean alcohol in general or Japanese rice wine?
Ah, good point. In English, we say sake. Of course, we're referring to sake. It refers to Japanese rice wine. But in Japanese, sake means alcohol in general, right?
そうです。日本酒 is Japanese rice wine. Sake means alcohol, but we often say お酒.
Put the polite prefix お in front of sake. So, Naomi-sensei, do you like alcohol or お酒が好きですか?
I don't mind drinking it, but I don't really like お酒. Peter-san は? How about you, Peter?
そうですね。生ビールが好きです。I like draft beer or tap beer.
生ビール。Draft beer ですね。
Right. 生ビール is draft beer or on tap. 生 means raw, fresh or uncooked.But when talking about beer, it means...
Draft.
Biru is beer.
はい。Long vowel.
Very important. Without the long vowel, it becomes...
Biru. Building. In order to order draft beer, you can say... 生ビールください。Or just say... 生ください。
Good point. When I order, it's usually just... 生 and the number.
Ah, I see.
For example... 生二つ。
To draft beer?
Yep.
生ビールは美味しいですよね。
美味しいですよ。It's very delicious. Interesting though, like, it's very good, especially in the summer.
ああ、そうですね。And speaking of summer, a lot of 花火大会 are held during summer.
花火大会 is a fireworks show or event.
花火 is firework. 花 means flower and 火 or 火 means fire.
Literally, fire flower.
So, isn't it cute?
Very interesting word. Because sometimes when they explode, they kind of do look like flowers.
そうですね。And there's also a famous movie called Hanabi, directed by Takeshi Kitano.
Right. Didn't that movie get the highest prize at the Biennale Venice Festival?
そうですね。It received the highest award at the festival in 1997.
Okay, and one disclaimer about our conversation. Now, if you didn't enjoy the conversation about alcohol, just please note that alcohol is a pretty important part of Japanese society, especially business.
そうですね。
So many times when people go out in a business situation, there is alcohol involved. But it is okay to pass on alcohol.
そうですね。If you can't take any alcohol, you can just say, お酒ダメです。
Alcohol is no good, or I don't drink alcohol. Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
難しい
Difficult.
難しい難しい
Next.
何
What?
何何
Next.
変
Strange, odd, eccentric.
へん、へん。
Next.
花火。
Fireworks.
花火、花火。
Next.
任せます。
To leave to someone, to entrust someone with something.
任せます、任せます。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
甘い。
Sweet.In the lesson notes, there's a vocabulary list with words related to flavor. So make sure to check this out. Let's look at some words from the chart. Naomi-sensei, how do you say salty?
しょっぱい.
Break it down.
しょっぱい. しょっぱい.
How about spicy?
辛い.
Break it down.
辛い. 辛い.
What's the next word?
カクテル.
Cocktail. In the conversation, Ashley said that she doesn't like
甘いカクテル.
Or sweet cocktails. But all cocktails are sweet, right?
Not all. 例えば, for example, Bloody Mary はしょっぱいですよ.
Ah, Bloody Marys are salty. すいません. Sorry, you're right. Next word.
質問.
Question. In All About Japanese Series Lesson 12, we introduced the phrase
質問ありますか?
Do you have any questions?
If you do have a question, your answer would be はい、あります.
Yes, I do. If not?
いいえ、ありません.
No, I don't.
Or you can say 大丈夫です.
I'm okay. In the previous lesson, we learned the dictionary form of
あります
is
ある.
So let's try to say, do you have any questions in informal Japanese? あります becomes ある. So we say
質問ある?
Do you have any questions? The next word is
任せます.
I'll leave it to you.
And 任せる is a dictionary form of 任せます.
So it's to entrust a task to someone, to leave to. It's extremely, extremely useful. Especially if you're coming to Japan and people are going to be showing you around. Very useful. For example, say we're out to eat. Naomi-sensei might say,
what are you going to have?
If I'm not sure, or if I trust Naomi-sensei enough, 任せる. I'll leave it to you, meaning she'll choose for both of us. For example, if you're having ice cream, Naomi-sensei, which flavor?
Ah, 任せます.
I'll leave it to you. On to the grammar section. In this lesson, you learn two things. First, you learn about I and na adjectives. Next, you learn how to talk about things you like using the word
好き.
Okay, let's get started.
As we learned in the last lesson, in Japanese, there are two kinds of adjectives, I adjectives and na adjectives.
Can we have some I adjectives?
Actually, we've already learned a lot of I adjectives, such as 甘い,
sweet,
難しい,
difficult,
美味しい,
delicious,
熱い,
hot,
すごい,
great. These are all dictionary forms of I adjectives, and please note that each of the words ends in the I syllable. Naomi-sensei, what's the other type of adjective?
That's na adjectives, and we have some na adjectives in this lesson, such as 変,
strange,
綺麗,
beautiful,
暇,
free,
好き,
likable. Actually, the endings of the dictionary form of na adjectives are random. The reason they're called na adjectives is because of how they're used when placed before a noun. When using a na adjective before a noun, we need
na
between the adjective and the noun. I think the best way to illustrate this is with an example.
そうですね, right. Strange is 変. Name is 名前. But strange name is not 変名前. But it's 変な名前.
You need to insert na between the adjective and the noun. How would you say a free day?
Free is 暇. Day is 日. So, free day would be 暇な日.
How do you say favorite alcohol or alcohol you like?
Favorite or likable is 好き. And alcohol is お酒. So, 好きなお酒.
When an E adjective comes before a noun, it's pretty easy. You just take the E adjective and place it before the noun. That's it.
はい.
For example, sweet alcohol.
Sweet is 甘い. Alcohol is お酒. So, 甘いお酒.
Sweet alcohol. With E adjectives, we just put it before the noun. Just like in English. No need to add any sound. How do you say hot day?
Hot is 暑い. Day is 日. So, 暑い日.
Hot day. How about difficult name?
Difficult is 難しい. Name is 名前. So, 難しい名前.
Difficult name. So remember, there are two types of adjectives in Japanese. One is
I adjectives.
And the other is
na adjectives.
And when a noun comes after a na adjective, you need to add
na
before the noun. Okay, on to the next grammar point.
In this section, you'll learn how to say I like something.
To talk about what you like, you can use the adjective
好き.
It's an adjective that literally means liked or likable, but has the same meaning as I like in English. One important difference here, in English, like is a verb. In Japanese, it's an adjective.
Yeah, actually, it's a na adjective.
Good point. Let's illustrate with some examples. How do you say I like Japan?
私は日本が好きです.
I like Japan. Let's look at the components.
私は
I and the topic marking particle wa. So, as for me,
日本
Japan
が
Subject or object marker. Here, it's marking the object.
好き
Likeable
です.
Is. So literally, for me, Japan is likable. Of course, we translate it as I like Japan.
And remember, the thing you like is marked by the particle が.
So if you like alcohol, you would say
私はお酒が好きです.
I like alcohol. If you like sushi,
私は寿司が好きです.
I like sushi. So the sentence pattern is
私はさちゃんさちが好きです.
I like something. If it's clear you're talking about yourself, you can drop 私は. Next, let's talk about degree of liking or not liking. In the lesson notes, there's a chart, so please take a look at it. Let's go over the sentence patterns. Nami-sensei, how do you say I love something?
We put dai, meaning big, in front of 好き. For example, 天ぷらが大好きです.
I love tempura. How do you say you don't like something?
The negative form of 好きです is 好きじゃありません or 好きじゃないです. So, お酒が好きじゃありません or お酒が好きじゃないです.
I don't like alcohol. Okay, that's the negative. But how do you say dislike or hate something?
Dislikable or hate it is 嫌い. So, ビールが嫌いです.
I dislike beer. I hate beer. How would you say you really hate something?
In that case, you can put 大 in front of 嫌い. For example, 嘘が大嫌いです.
I hate lies a lot. I really hate lies. So the pattern's the same. When you really hate something, you add 大 to the front of 嫌い. When you really love something, you add 大 to the front of
好き.
Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. Which of the following words means alcohol in general? A.
花火
B.
生
C.
お酒
The answer is
C. お酒
Hanabi is fireworks, and nama means draft beer, at a restaurant. Okay, next question. Naomi's going to ask a question in Japanese, so you choose the best answer.
花火が好きですか?
A.
はい、大好きです。
B.
はい、嫌いです。
C.
いいえ、好きです。
The answer is
A. はい、大好きです。Yes, I love it.
Can you read the question again?
Sure. 花火が好きですか?
Do you like fireworks? So the answer should be
はい、大好きです。
Yes, I love it. And the other two answers, the sentence didn't match the yes or no, right?
そうですね。
Okay, that concludes this lesson. In the next lesson, Ashley is going to go to a fireworks show with Daisuke and Subaru, and you'll learn how to talk about location in Japanese.
じゃあまた。
難しい質問ですね。何が好きですか?甘いお酒が好きですか?
甘いカクテルは好きじゃないです。
じゃあ日本酒は?
任せます。
はい、どうぞ。
うわあ、綺麗なカップ。
ああ、それはおチョコ。
おチョコ?変な名前。
ねえねえ、アシュリーちゃんは花火が好き?
花火は何ですか？
ヒュー、ドドン、パ。
英語でファイアワークだね。
そうそう、ファイアワーク、ファイアワーク。
あー、好きです。大好きです。
本当？明日の夜、暇？